so much of depression has to do with this isolation, with this sense of utter worthlessness, that no one's listening, nobody cares, nobody is there, nobody is present for me, and even if they were, I wouldn't want them because I'm not worthy. And through all of this continues the gospel. And in this case, I'm going to very concretely talk about the Lord's Supper, that Sunday after Sunday, time after time, Christ says, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. That is reality. That is the truth, that God gives himself to me. That's my baptismal identity kind of coming full circle. And that it's not how I feel at this given moment, or what medications I'm taking, or what conversations I'm having with my counselors, or none of those things actually say, who are you? And who I am is a child of God, even if I don't feel it. This is Psalm 73. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. If I'm looking inside myself for strength, it will fail. But that's not actually where my strength comes from, that Christ is greater than my heart.